Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You're listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News for this Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and joining me now, State Representative Jody Emerson, Democrat of Eau Claire, personal hero of mine, and here to talk to us about what we're going to hear in our next couple of segments. And that would be an amazing block of women who are running to hopefully join Representative Emerson in the legislature. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are in a, and I know you always hate to hear this, but you are in a relatively safe, or shall we say, strong Democratic district that cannot be said about so much of the surrounding territory, not just for gerrymandering, but, you know, simply demographics and other reasons. So people like you, they look to help with candidate recruitment, or at least talking to candidates, letting them know what to expect and so forth. So you've been at this for a little while. Tell me how that's gone, and how that's gone, especially since the Dobbs decision.
Yeah, so recruitment was really interesting this year because we actually got the finalized maps, pardon me, on the same day that we could start doing nomination papers. And so we had recruited a few candidates, and then they weren't in the districts that we had recruited them for. And so it was a very interesting, chaotic process for a few weeks there. But, you know, you've run for office before. It takes some time to process and think, yep, I'm going to do this. And I know the people in this area, in this area. And so with the last minute maps, it made it a lot harder. But boy, I tell you, when Dobbs came down, that really lit a fire under a lot of people. And the fact that we had the leaked document, we knew it was coming, really lit a fire under a lot of women, especially to get involved. You know, they say, you know, no decisions made about me without me. And so I think a lot of women really said, you know, I need to be at the table now. And, you know, I really take my hat off to the women that you're going to be having later on, because a lot of them said, you know, I've run for office before, I've lost elections before, some of them very recently too. But they also said, you know, nobody gets through on an election without having an opponent. And so I'm willing to put my name on the ballot. And they have just generated so much energy in that part of the state. It's really great to see. And it's great to see how they're working together too.
There was a concern that Western Wisconsin was going to, you know, continue to trend Republican because it's a suburb of the Twin Cities in the minds of many people. But as we've learned about the suburbs around Milwaukee and elsewhere, suburbs are no longer as reliably Republican because the Republican Party isn't what it used to be, especially for suburban women. So in talking about the women that we're going to meet next, you have Sarah Yacoub, who has run in the past against Shannon Zimmerman. You have Allison Page, who has run previously. You have Patty Schachner, who was a state senator and is now looking to get back into the legislature. And you have Danielle Johnson, so who has been active in political circles as well. So you are in a unique area, not only that trends may be changing there politically, but that you have no real rookies that you have to hold their hand through all of this.
Exactly. I mean, you know, sometimes updating them a little bit on, you know, what's happened in the most recent legislative session or something like that. But, you know, these women know how to run campaigns and know, you know, in Patty's case, how to win a campaign too. And as we see in the suburbs of Milwaukee, you know, it's these social issues that are having these suburbs tend towards blue. And so, you know, that might be fiscally conservative, but socially liberal. And it's really interesting to see the dynamics that are happening in those areas.
Well, we've put a lot on you as the incumbent in a mostly Democratic area, but how about the voters and the volunteers in places like Eau Claire? I know in the past, it has not been easy to get people at higher levels down to the volunteer level to go outside of their district, maybe knock doors in Altoona instead of Eau Claire, as the case may be. Would it be fair to say that some of the volunteers in Eau Claire progressive circles are a little more fired up and willing to put a little gas in the tank to help out some of these women?
They are. And they know that we're really crunched for numbers in the Assembly and the Senate. You know, one seat lost in the Senate and we lose, and the Republicans get the supermajority. Five seats in the Assembly and the Republicans get the supermajority. And with the new maps, that's a strong possibility. And so I've had several people say to me, you know, as you're going around the state, let me know. I'll be your your travel buddy. And you know, we're hoping to get carloads full of people to go to some of these districts that we really need to knock doors aggressively and get to know people and get to know the voters and the issues that are at stake.
And this is something that is not just a phenomenon around Western Wisconsin, but throughout the state. We'll have Kristen Lyerly on in our next hour, and she has spoken about some of the candidates for office out in that part of the state, and the same goes elsewhere. And to that end, you're probably leaving to knock on doors right now, too. So far be it from me to keep you from what actually is one of the more enjoyable parts of a campaign. Jody Amerson, state rep from Eau Claire. Thanks so much. Great to see you again.
Good to see you too, Pat. Take care.
All right. She has put the ball on the tee for four candidates who will join us after the break. You're up north.